today, cars go twice as far on a gallon of gas as they used to, but we still are charging them only per gallon sold. And that is starting to really have an impact. The other thing is electric vehicles are going to be a bigger and bigger part of the fleet, and they don't use any gas, so they don't pay anything.
Switching to taxing per mile, how would that work?
There's a lot of experimentation going on. Some of it is possibly to be done using smartphones. Some of it could be as easy as requiring an annual. When you re-register your vehicle registration, you'd have to go to an office and have them record your odometer reading so they'd know how many miles you drove in the year. We already have a system that could easily be adapted on the toll roads like the Turnpike that uses SunPass, the electronic tolling system. Now, that doesn't explicitly charge by mile, but it could easily be reconfigured to charge per mile driven. We're proposing in the study that would be the starting point, to start it on the limited access roads like freeways and interchanges and have that substitute for the gas tax on those roads. It would be a per-mile SunPass toll.
Now, other states have moved to this model, correct?
Well, only Oregon has actually implemented it as an option for people. But about 20 states have been doing pilot projects to test various means. They have volunteers who sign up for some kind of a system. And then for about 3 months, the data are collected, and it shows them what they would have paid as a state mileage charge instead of what they were paying by gas tax. Congress actually just awarded, the announcement came out today, $15 million for another batch of these pilot projects in various states. Florida, I'm sorry to say, has never opted to be in any of these.
Yeah, why hasn't Florida opted to do that?
I suspect that former Governor Rick Scott, and I was on his original transition team, thought the idea of charging per mile would be seen by people as a new tax.
Yeah, and just to be clear, you say this is not a tax increase. This would simply replace.
No, the whole idea is this would be a replacement for the fuel tax. But the advantage is that over time, it would keep pace with the growth in population, the growth in driving, and so forth, and would be a sustainable long-term source, whereas the gas tax is going to be very much a declining source over the next several decades.
How do you think the Florida legislature and the public might be swayed in switching to a per-mile tax?
Well, I think the best approach is to not focus on revenue, because a lot of people won't believe that it wouldn't actually amount to a tax increase. I think the better thing, by starting with the interstates and freeways, saying, look, there's a lot of problems. We have bottleneck interchanges. Some stretches of interstates, like I-4, don't have enough lanes. Focus on benefits from a more sustainable funding source.
And what about concerns, like you mentioned, the SunPass transponders? What about concerns of Big Brother watching?
This is a very important thing. Public opinion surveys show most people think this is going to be a big privacy intrusion. And first of all, there are four or five different ways to charge, in particular for local streets, such as the annual odometer readings that only record the total miles driven. But what Oregon has done includes very stringent data privacy provisions. The state doesn't directly collect the mileage data. They have a private contractor do that, and the contractor is bound by very stringent protection. Those data cannot be passed along to commercial companies or anything. It's only the miles driven, then multiplied by the rate per mile, that gets reported to the state.
Robert Poole with the Reason Foundation, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Gina.